I'm going to review an article that we looked at last week. It assumes new significance in light of the information we've developed so far. This, once again, was researched for us and translated for us by Dave. This comes from the Corriere della Sera of August 29th of 1990, and it reads, "The P2 was behind the attack on the Pan Am plane that blew up over Lockerbie, Scotland in December of 1988, causing the death of 260 persons. So asserts Ibrahim Razin, R-A-Z-I-N, defined as, quote, the former number two man of the CIA in Europe, unquote, in an interview in the weekly paper Avvenimenti, A-V-V-E-N-I-M-E-N-T-I. According to Razin, the P2, quote, commissioned the downing of the plane in order to eliminate a passenger, Bernt Carlson, the UN plenipotentiary for Namibia and the ex-collaborator of Palme, because he had a suitcase of documents that proved the involvement of the P2 in the arms traffic." Last sentence again. According to Razin, the P2, quote, commissioned the downing of the plane in order to eliminate a passenger, Bernt Carlson, the UN plenipotentiary for Namibia, and the ex-collaborator of Palme, because he had a suitcase of documents that proved the involvement of the P2 in the arms traffic. Well, I obviously can't comment about this particular connection authoritatively. We looked at Razin, specifically we heard directly from Razin in an interview that was conducted on radio station KFI in Los Angeles in September of 1988. Razin alluded to transfers of arms that were in NATO stocks in Europe to Iran under the auspices of the Iran-Contra scandal. That is consistent with the information that we looked at in the Europeo article and consistent with the claims made by Arif Durrani. We looked at the curious circumstances surrounding the death of Bernt Carlson in the Pan Am 103 bombing. It is to be noted that Bernt Carlson, within a few days, was to have signed the Namibian Peace Accord, along with, among others, South African Foreign Minister Roelof Piet Botha, who was scheduled to be on the Pan Am 103 plane, but who canceled his flight a few days later and transferred to another flight. In light of the many warnings that were filtered to elements of Western intelligence about the impending Pan Am 103 bombing, and in light of the fact that, among others, the late unfortunate Bernt Carlson and the late unfortunate McKee team, those people did not receive the warning. It's interesting to take a look at the fortuitous transfer of Roelof Piet Botha off of Pan Am 103. One wonders just exactly what the motivations were for his transfer, whether or not he had word of the warnings. It should be noted that in the original December surprise broadcast, I speculated about the possible effects of Bernt Carlson's death on the Namibian Peace Accord, and in a supplement, in an addendum to the December surprise, noted that the Namibian Peace Accord was frustrated in many ways by the South Africans. Perhaps Bernt Carlson would have been in a position to help see to it that the South Africans adhered more rigidly to the Namibian Peace Accords as agreed to by the United Nations, under UN auspices, I should say. And it's worth noting that SWAPO organization, the Southwest African Peoples Organization, which is the driving force behind the successful revolution in Namibia, has bitterly complained of Carlson's replacement and his alleged bias on behalf of South Africa. It should be noted, as we have taken stock of many times in the past, that when our national security establishment starts to work on any given item, when they decide to move on something, they do so when to move on it would scratch a number of different itches at different levels simultaneously. Whether or not Bernt Carlson, an associate of Olaf Palme, whose assassination, possibly in connection with the arms traffic and possibly in connection with P2 we've looked at in the past, specifically in Radio Free America 33, we looked at the assassination of Olaf Palme, which may very well have been connected to the Iran-Contra scandal, and specifically in connection with the aforementioned Valsella Mecanotechnica case, we took a look at the relationship between Bofors, a major Swedish arms manufacturer and subsidiary of Nobel Industry, and some of the Italian companies transferring arms to Iran, notably the Valsella Mecanotechnica case. So this may very well be a hard connection. I would note that the attribution of the authorship for the Pan Am 103 bombing, as with the Gander bombing, the apparent Gander bombing, the bombing of the Arrow airplane, the attribution of the authorship has been made to various elements. It, I think, is pretty clear at this point, or hopefully it's pretty clear, that a lot of these scenarios may not be mutually exclusive. The P2 may very well have been involved in the Pan Am 103 bombing. It may have been involved in the Gander crash. We may have a Manzer El-Kassar connection to the Gander crash. but that I think it's important as we look into these events not to simply say, well, is it this scenario or that scenario or that scenario, because in fact, they may very well be closely related. Now, bearing in mind, by way of conclusion of tonight's broadcast, and then I'm going to briefly sum up what we have looked at, by way of conclusion, I would like to perhaps fittingly, or not perhaps, definitely fittingly, conclude with another article translated for us and researched for us by Dave, our Italian translator, who is also becoming our German translator. This comes from the German specifically. This article is from Die Zeit of February 3rd of 1989, an interview with Gerhard Mertens, founder of Merex and collaborator with Otto Skorzeny in a number of operations stretching from World War II to present. Also, as we looked at in an article from the Arizona Republic, apparently Gerhard Mertens is being pursued by Mexican authorities in connection with the assassination of Manuel Buendia, a key Mexican investigative journalist who'd come across a number of CIA and quite possibly Contra support-related misdeeds in the Central American and Mexican regions. And his assassination took place hours after the Lapenka bombing and may very well have been connected to the Iran-Contra scandal. Recall that Merex, the Mertens firm, utilized by Manzor El-Kassar for the Aria deal, among other things. Merex also used by BND to fund Italian terrorism. Guido Giannettini of P2 and fascist third position fame, the Merex connection in Italy. That article, again, from Parapolitics by Jonathan Marshall, a now-defunct newsletter put out by Jonathan Marshall. And specifically, that comes from an article that was written by Jerry Meldon, a Boston-area researcher, professor at Tufts University, and a fellow who incidentally translated the great heroin coup for Henrik Krueger. We have speculated in the past, and we looked at it first in Radio Free America 32 and came back to Durrani's Merex in the past broadcast about whether or not Durrani's Merex may be in any way connected with the Mertens, Manzor El-Kassar, Guido Giannettini, Skorzeny Merex. Well, in Die Zeit of 2389, we find the following, this quoting Gerhard Mertens of Merex, quote, "Our contact firms in the United States, Luxembourg, and Great Britain continue to work. Here in West Germany, we will close our company down completely. I am trying to avoid bankruptcy and conclude the whole matter honorably with composition proceedings," unquote. So that may be the same Merex. This may be that the Durrani Merex was a quote, contact firm of the German Merex, apparently at least in Germany going out of business. We don't know for sure, but it is certainly food for thought and grounds for further research. Summing up very quickly what we've looked at in tonight's broadcast, we began with an article from La Repubblica of August 15th, 1990, which we included in last week's broadcast, touching on Arif Durrani and some of the long Europeo article dealing with the CIA P2 connections to the Iranian arms transfers in the Iran-Contra scandal. We then looked at an LA Times article covering irregularities in the investigation into the Gander crash of December 85 of the Arrow airplane. We then updated an article, with an article from the San Francisco Chronicle of the December 5th of 1989, an AP story providing further information on the discrepancies between the facts and the official version of those facts. We then looked at an article from the South Florida Business Journal in which, among others, Arif Durrani, one of the central elements in tonight's broadcast, talked about the connections between the CIA and Arrow Air and the involvement of Arrow Air in elements of the Iran-Contra scandal, specifically in some of the arms transactions central to that scandal. We then took a look at an article from Details Magazine by Joe Connison, in which he talks about more irregularities, including forensic pathological evidence concerning the Gander crash, to review some of the connections of Gander, of Arrow Air, to the Iran-Contra scandal, touches on the Durrani connection again. We then reviewed information from the Pan Am 103 insurance investigators report indicating that possibly some of the crates of arms that former CID investigator Gene Wheaton believes were on the Gander crash, that some of the Contra arms shipments that were brokered by Manzor El-Kassar were actually used to ship terrorist weapons around the world. It is within the realm of possibility that Manzor El-Kassar may have placed a terrorist weapon in some of those six crates of arms that Wheaton believes were on board the Arrow airplane, and that may have brought the plane down. Bear in mind that Wheaton also feels that, as was the case with Pan Am 103, there were a number of key American counter-terror specialists. According to Wheaton, suspicions and scuttlebutt, some 20 crack special forces commandos as well as helicopter pilots assigned to Task Force 160, a super hush-hush counter-terror unit involving aviation elements, airborne elements. We then took a look at a blockbuster article from Europeo magazine of August 25th of 1990, researched for us by Dave, covering, again, the evolution of Amitalia, the International Funds for Mergers and Acquisitions, and the enterprise of Oliver North, Amitalia being the CIA link for funding the P2. And this covers, in particular, the profound P2 connection to the Iranian arms transfers in the Iran-Contra scandal. We then took a look at an article from the Corriere della Sera by way of review, in which a former CIA official maintains that, in fact, the P2 was behind the bombing of Pan Am 103 because Bernt Carlson had information about the P2 link to the arms traffic. Not mutually exclusive from the other scenarios we have looked at before, increasingly it appears that this may be part of the scenario. And we wound up by taking a look at Gerhard Mertens and his cryptic reference to contact firms in the United States. That concludes this broadcast.